I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The relationship between government business and the UK was front and center at the Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce Economic Forum Friday, where Her Excellency Governor Jane Owen praised the private sector, but warned against complacency in an uncertain world. The governor opened the day by thanking business leaders for the role they play in keeping Cayman's economy strong. She said the ideas, revenue, and talent of the private sector are central to the island's success.
Everything you do to make Cayman strong does not go unnoticed and is, I think, to a very large extent, the reason why we can all celebrate Cayman's success as we sit here this morning.
But while she described Cayman as doing well, the governor cautioned that the global environment is shifting quickly from geopolitics to geoeconomics, and island leaders must think about risks on a shorter time horizon.
Have another look at your risks and your medium to long-term issues and think, okay, what would we do if we had to do something about those in a shorter time frame?
The governor discussed Cayman's valuable product, our natural environment, luxury tourism, and financial services, along with stability, urging both government and business to help protect and broaden it.
Our product is quite narrow, isn't it? It's very good, but it's not very broad. So what I would say is I think we have to work very, very hard to protect this wonderful product that we have, because it's very special, and it's probably quite vulnerable in some ways.
On the security front, the governor said Cayman's safety is a key differentiating factor in attracting residents, investors, and visitors. She calls on the business community to support efforts from traffic safety and crime prevention to cyber resilience.
We've been talking a little bit to the chamber about, in terms of crime, robberies, burglaries, are there ways we can work together to create some private security options so it doesn't always fall on the police to be doing some of the patrolling, maybe opportunities there.
The governor closed by underlining the importance of Cayman's partnership with the UK and challenged the audience to see themselves as partners with government.
My overall message to you is, let's do it together, and please feel that you have a role with government in making Cayman strong.
Governor Jane Owen there speaking at the Chamber Economic Forum on Friday. Under the theme Sustaining Economic Success, Cayman's Digital Future, Innovation Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin told Chamber members that digital transformation must build on who Caymanians are. He used stories from his own East End childhood to make the point that Cayman has always been innovative, long before smartphones or apps.
Never underestimate the ability of our people to adapt, to innovate, and to create new ways forward. Long before digital systems became part of life in Cayman, we were producing people who solved complex problems with limited tools.
The minister says government now uses artificial intelligence in areas like software development, cyber threat response, and internal HR support, but stressed that decisions remain human-led and guided by service to the public.
Our vision is to responsibly harness the power of artificial intelligence to strengthen economic resilience, improve public sector productivity, and unlock new opportunities for innovation and inclusive growth.
One of the big announcements came when he confirmed the national ID card branded My EID. It's now live and available to all Caymanians, with others to follow in phases. The card combines physical and digital features and is designed to cut paperwork and make it easier to prove identity and immigration status.
The Cayman Islands identification card, My EID, is now available to all Caymanians. The website is live and accessible. We encourage you to apply if you're Caymanian, and everyone else, regardless of status, to register their interests and to be updated as the program expands.
In closing, he urged the private sector and the public to engage with the new systems, from signing up for My EID to responding to digital transformation surveys.
We know where we are going. We know why it matters. And this is the moment to hold steady to the course we have set and move forward with purpose. We move forward together.
For details on the new My EID National Identification Card, visit myeid.egov.ky to register. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.